Hello. This is KJLT Bozeman, KJLZ East Helena, serving the Helena Valley. Ron Sanchez taking over from the Kehoes. That was chilly there. It's a rainy day, cold rainy day. Nice, fall weather. I'm here to warm things up for the next 3 hours. And I think you're already probably in the right mood. We'll just continue on with what you heard. So let me do the quick business, and then it means I can play music. KJLT is supported by generous contributions from businesses, including Audio Artisans, specializing in stereo, hi-fi, turntables, headphones, home theater, and control. Showroom open Wednesday through Saturday at 2405 West Main Street, suite number 2 in the Oakwood Square, on the web at audioartisans.com. TheAudioArtisans.com or phone 406-551-6212. J-Tech Communications, serving the Gallatin Valley and beyond with custom websites, apps, and digital marketing for businesses of all sizes over 25 years, online at jtech.digital or phone 406-586-7100. And large jewelry, a locally grown, nationally known jeweler offering innovative fine jewelry handcrafted by individual artists using recycled precious metals, custom designs, repairs, and appraisals, and heirloom jewelry production services available. Open daily, 42 West Main in downtown Bozeman, or online at largejewelry.com. Do I got that? Yeah. The Story Clock Hour on Fridays is underwritten in town by Explore Big Sky's Town Crier, delivering daily news from Big Sky, Bozeman, and the surrounding regions to your inbox every night, covering stories from the greater Yellowstone region, environment, local news, businesses, sports, and more. Information online at explorebigsky.com.
You're listening to Around Town. Here's what's happening for Friday. In Bozeman, Stoke the Vote is at the Ellen Theater. The Buffalo Field Campaign 25th anniversary is at Story Mill Park. The Montana Startup Summit is at the Baxter Hotel. The Trans Closet is at Steep Mountain Tea House. Lara Beats and JMS do stand-up at Last Best Comedy. Adam Rapp's play, The Sound Inside, is at Live from the Divide through the weekend. Protect Our Winter's Stoke Film Festival is at the Ellen Theater. And Theory of a Dead Man with All Good Things is at the Elm. On Saturday, the Farmer's Market is at the Fairgrounds. It's Ahogoshi Day at Family Promise. The tax sale is at Eagle Mount. The 30th anniversary celebration of the Artist Gallery is at the Emerson. Adam Rapp's play, The Sound Inside, is at Live from the Divide through Sunday. Falling Into Place with Chimura and Droplets are at the Filling Station. Cole Decker plays at the Single Barrel Bar. Improv Your Life is at Last Best Comedy. Ashley McBride is at the Elm. The Big Sky Paranormal Conference is at the Opera House Theater. And Montana Chamber Music Society with William Hagen and Albert Cano Smith are at Reynolds Recital Hall. In Livingston, The Last Stand, a stage reading of Joel Bennett's new play, is at the Shane LaLanne. And Matt Wallen and his Nervous Breakdown are at Chico Hot Springs through Saturday. In Immigrant, Ian Thomas and the Band of Drifters is at the Old Saloon. On Saturday in Livingston, Luke Flansburg plays brunch and Emma and the Ledge play at night at Pine Creek Lodge. The Nate Schweber Lecture is at Elk River Books. And in Immigrant, Sam Platts and the Plainsmen are at the Old Saloon. In Helena, Honor the Children, the Last Chance Community Powwow runs through the weekend at the fairgrounds. Roots Within is at LNC Brewery. Auditions are open for Burlesque at Space 111. Rod Morrison is at Schooner's Bar. Dendy and the Delta with Still Gone are at Jester's Bar. And Home Free, Home Sweet Road Tour with Maggie Bow is at the Civic Center. You can listen to Around Town on weekdays at 10, 3, and 7 on KGLT.
Yes, that knob. Anything else to say? No. We successfully transitioned into fall, and leaves are changing. I mowed the lawn yesterday, and it conveniently rained this morning. Just what I wanted. It's been interesting driving around town. People took the water rationing serious, and they're proud of their brown lawns. We got enough rain to keep ours alive, but I'm letting it go wild. You know, time to go native. Meanwhile.
and me decide to take a last walk through the noise to the sea. Not to die, but to be reborn away from a land so battered and torn. For say, can you see it's really such a mess? Every inch of earth is a fightingness. Giant pencil and lipstick tube shaped flames continue to rain and cause screaming pain and the Arctic stains from silver blue to bloody red as our feet find the sand and the sea. It's straight ahead. And they also said it's impossible for a man to live and breathe underwater. Forever was a main complaint. And they also threw this in my face. They said, anyway, you know good and well, it would be beyond the will of God. And the grace of the king, grace of the king. So my darling and I make love in the sand to salute the last moment ever on dreamland. A machine of Stennis work played his part well, without a scratch on a body that may bid it farewell. Starfish and giant foams greet us with a smile. Before our heads go under, we take a last look at killing Noah.
What the other style?
a big slab of psychedelia. Jimi Hendrix from his fabulous third studio album, and the last one to be released in his lifetime, Electric Ladyland. What we missed, we'll never know. There's the pieces out there, but he never quite put them all together. But that's pretty fab, pretty revolutionary. In just a couple of years, he got to that point. Recorded in the end of 1968. Wonderful. You're 1983, or Mermaid, I should be. Start off with Talking Heads. I got that song in my head. A couple nights ago in a dream, I had a horrible radio anxiety dream. And I was trying to play Izimbra by Talking Heads. And I just couldn't find it because it was some really complicated box set of Talking Heads music. And you had to sort of punch in the song you wanted to hear. And it wouldn't give it to me. So I had to, you know, when you have anxiety, you have to face it and deal with it and resolve it. So it's done. I got the show started. Yay. And in between, King Crimson. From their King Crimson Collectors Club releases. That was Zurich 1973. Great version of Talking Drum. And it ended abruptly, but it crashes right into Lark's Tongue and Aspect Part 2, and I didn't want to go that way today. So, there you go. Nice stuff. Just trying to get myself moving. I've been pulling records since earlier this morning. And fussing around, and then I just, on my way here, I stopped at a Wax Museum and picked up the big new Wilco box set of Yankee Hotel Foxtrot stuff, and I'm going to try to find something off it. It'll take me a while because it's a whole mess of stuff, eight discs. And maybe saw some of you folks out last Saturday at the Elm to see Wilco. There's a sold out crowd there, and a great show. They like Bozeman, and they treat us well when they come here and play. Jeff Tweedy, I think, is still feeling guilty about his first visit here when he had a little bit of a meltdown. And sadly, I missed that. I was out of town that when they played the very first time. And I would have liked to see what it was all about. But he apologized profusely the next time he came. And I think he's still trying to make it up. But a very good show. I love that because the Elm is about 500 feet from my house, just on the other side of Whittier Elementary School. So it's easy to get there at home. No fuss, no muss. Gotta love that. Here, let's see what we can tell you about. I'm looking on the wrong column. This.
The Museum of the Rockies brings to life the spookier side of the Northern Rockies with Haunted Mountain Theater, two weekends in October. Blending live theater with the Taylor Planetarium's state-of-the-art technology, this year's production centers on true tales of murder, ghost sightings, and underground entrapment. Due to mature content, the show is recommended for ages 10 and older. Tickets for the general public are available online September 21st at themuseumoftherockies.org. Haunted Mountain Theater, October 21st to 30th at the Museum of the Rockies in Bozeman.
Okay, that sounds spooky. Halloween coming up? Yeah, it's a month away, huh? Have to prepare for that. Don't get so many kids in the hood anymore, though. There's quite a few living there. I think everybody heads downtown to the downtown business Halloween extravaganza. Not like the old days, but, you know, when I was a kid, it used to be hundreds of kids going, radiating as far as they could, coming home with shopping bags full of candy. That's scary. There's a whole mess of things I need to tell you. Those 3 o'clock hours are underwritten in part by the Plaza Bar, Three Forks hometown bar and casino for over 100 years, cigars, draft beers, signature cocktails, and Montana sports betting, located at 204 Main Street in downtown Three Forks, and on Facebook. And Red Tractor Pizza, wood-fired brick oven pizzeria featuring traditional and gluten-free artisan pizzas, breads, and desserts with local organic ingredients, now serving beer and wine. Live Music Weekly at 10th and West Main in Bozeman, online at redtractorpizza.com and on Facebook. Okay. Just cycling through, trying to find some tunes to liven up your day. It's the end of the week for most of you. So if you're working hard, be careful. Last couple hours a week, you don't want to smash your thumb with a hammer.
Saturday afternoon. Saturday afternoon.
Won't you try?
Saturday.
Psychedelic Warhorse, as Phil Ryan would call it. Many are called, but few get up from their live album, Live at the Paget Rooms, Penarth. A fabulous 1972 recording. Great live band. And that's one of their peaks with that lineup. And then they quickly morphed, adding Phil and Will from the Neutrons, who you heard right before them. And peaked again in a very different sort of variation of that band. Those crazy Welsh guys. Fantastic. Neutrons did Come Into My Cave from their second of two albums, Tales from the Blue Cocoon Star of Jefferson Airplane. It's 3:54. I need to just stop briefly to tell you this 3 o'clock hour is underwritten in part by The Dalians. The Dalians have landed. Daily Coffee and Eatery, located in Bozeman's Canter District, with indoor seating and the newly refreshed outdoor patio. Order by phone using the Joe app. Information and menu online at dailycoffeeandeatery.com. Okay. That's all I had to do. Got more music here to fill out the hour. Is that right? Yeah.